In July of 1914, Marie-Madeleine Chanot was living in the town of Brault in the Ardennes region of France. She was 49 years old and unmarried. Her brother, his wife, and their three children had come to visit for a summer vacation. On August 3, 1914, France and Germany declared war on each other and everything changed. I'm Karen Upright. As a student of French at the online program at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, I've been researching documents available through the Europeana World War I Centennial site, including the Grand Collect Archival Initiative in France. In this collection, I found the journals that Madeleine Chanot kept throughout the war, written in cramped handwriting and old school ledgers.
Tuesday, November 30, 1915. The cannon rumbles louder than ever, and well, we will know where the noise comes from. Around 2:30 in the morning, a blow louder than the others came, and we heard one explosion of munitions after another, like the explosion of a bridge.
I found what I expected. There were notes about the sounds of battle, rations, and German soldiers searching houses. However, over time, I could sense a deepening depression and resignation.
This morning, Madame Souffleur and her mother went to Joigny to look for milk, as they do every day. They were stopped on the road and taken to the headquarters at Mouzon. The grandson returned alone with his cans.
There are many of these suspended stories in her journals, tales that are never resolved. I had to wonder what it must be like to live that way, under occupation of a foreign army, where people you know disappear and where your only reliable news of the war is what you can hear from the battles around you.
17th month of the war. We don't believe anything but the news that comes from prisoners who correspond regularly with their families. La Gazette talks a lot about the war, but of Russians, Serbians, or Bulgarians. Nothing that concerns us. Nothing that is going on around us. There were several artillery battles from the Western Front that were so loud. We hear that the situation in Berlin is miserable, that revolution breaks out sometimes in Germany, but they are all false reports. We have 4,400 grams of bread, and they distributed 1 kilo of carrots per person.
Despite her own hardships, especially the lack of food and other supplies, Chanot shows real compassion. When the German troops who are occupying the town of Brault are sent to the front, she does something that might surprise us.
Friday, August 3rd, 1917. A bit of theater this afternoon. The three secretaries and the sergeant major came at 9 o'clock to say goodbye. I offered them a cup of coffee. What would the French say in learning this? Well, I would respond that in similar circumstances and in our place, they would have done the same. They are our enemies, we don't forget that, but they are men who are away from their families and will return under fire, and we have done what we would hope someone would do for our loved ones if they were in the same situation.
Martine Hodges provided the voice of Marie-Madeleine Chanot. Dr. Chris Michaelides directed the research. Music by French folk group Auguet des Vents. European World War I family memorabilia is available at Europeana 1914-1918.eu. This is Karen Upright.